This ought to be real good.
Of the folk singers who's been charming us all weekend, put this beautiful thing in my hand and gave me permission to read it to you, Will McLean from Tallahassee. Isn't it beautiful? While he's getting ready, please, the members of the Columbia High School Chorus, won't you please come around here where we can... Now, Brother Lewis is going to let you stand up a minute to rest your os nominatums.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. We're going to all stand now and sing together number 3, When the Saints Go Marching In. We want everybody to sing now.
Why, I'm just a weary pilgrim plodding through this world of sin, getting ready for that city when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. Oh Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. My father loved the Savior, what a soldier he had been. But his step will be more steady when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
That is what we call a singing call in Weston Square Dance, and as I think Cousin Thelma can tell you, we've come over here with some group most, I think, every year about since we started this thing. We might have missed the first one, but now we would love to show you another type of dance that we do, and we have 4 squares on the floor here. Now I'm going to call some of the basics, and they don't know what I'm going to call. So this is strictly no routine. They have no idea. I don't even know what I'm going to call myself. I'm going to put some basics together and get these dancers from one place to another. So you pick out some couple and watch them. They're going to dance in their square for a while, and then I'd like to tell the dancers now. Some of them don't even know. When I say progressive, I'm going to change them to progressive squares, and we're going to go get them into lines, and we're going to go from one side of the stage to others and back and forth, and I'm going to challenge them and try to get them back to that same square for a left out of man with a cone of girl. Okay, you give us a little... That's real good music, don't you think so? Let's hire those off. Thank you. down and nod. Go right and left on the star, and back up to the back of star back alone. Now shoot that star to the heavens, whirl right and left, second girl, you back ready, the boys back up again. Shoot that star, the next little girl, right and left, friend, right and left around that ring. Meets the girl, promenade, let's promenade around that ring, promenade till you get home. When you get home, the head two couples go forward and back. Head two couples square through town, four hands around, right and left to the outside two, turn them around, then cross trail, you turn back. Out and left with the calling girlfriend, right and left around the telegram, the right and left. Meet the girls, promenade, two by two, promenade, let's take the girls on home, promenade, and the sides go forward and back. Side, two couples right and left through, turn them around, then cross trail, and you turn back. Square through, down, four hands around, right and left through the outside two, turn them around, then dive through, everybody California twirl, Alabama left with the corner, girl, grand, right and left around, the center and the right and left. Get the girls, promenade, two by two, promenade, let's take the girls on home. Progressive gang, progressive men. Now one and three lead to the right. Circle up four, hit mid break and make a line. Now forward eight and back. Pass through, move straight ahead, pass through. Move straight ahead, do, side do, the outside two. All the way around, make an ocean wave and rock it. Forward and back, do a right and left through. Turn to the girls, then pass through. Move straight ahead, right and left through the next door two. Turn them around, square through. Three quarters around that count to three. Move straight ahead, cross trail, look three corner. Out and left with the corner, girl, green, right and left around. The down again, the right and left. Meet the girls, promenade, two by two. Everybody get home. Side couples meet to the right. Circle up four, circle up four. Side men break legs, that line forward eight and back. Now pass through, move straight ahead. Pass through, move straight ahead. Right and left through the next door two. Turn them around, pass through. Move straight ahead, right and left through the next door two. Turn them. Square through, three quarters around that count to three. Move straight ahead, cross trail, look for the corner. Out and left for the corner. Girl, green, right and left around, but down again to right and left. Meet the girls, promenade, two by two. Promenade, let's take the girls on home. Walk all around the left hand lady. See, start around your pretty little tall. Out and then left for the corner. Girl, swing your bird to go round and round and promenade. Go to the center and back to the bar. Get to the center, have a right hand star. Then back to the left, back to the left. Pick up your part, pull the arm around. Star promenade around that town, star promenade. Just back out of full, turn around. Put the girls in the star men on the outside. Hang on, boys, star promenade. Girls back out and circle to the left. Circle to the left, circle to the left. Now the men left on the corner. Girlfriend, right and left around the town.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Cousin Thelma. We're glad to be back.
And we certainly were proud to have you here and the Lake City Squares. Now, we've had a treat all yesterday and today by having here from St. Louis presently the Beerses, Evelyn and Bob Beers. I think you must know by now that Evelyn and Bob make their living singing. And what a lovely way to do it. But in their contract, it is written that they may attend folk festivals for recreation. They come and sing for us for fun. And we are deeply honored to have them, because they sing in the tradition. They have learned many, many songs from their families, from their people. Now, while they're getting ready, I'm going to turn around. You know, I haven't said a word to all these talkers, all these noisy people over here to my back, and every sound just shoots through me like a needle. Oh, how it hurts. And I sure have been stuck a lot. So now, soothe my wounds, will you please? And let's keep real quiet and listen to the lovely music of the ancient psaltery and the singing of Evelyn and Bob Beers.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're going to sing tonight a song about the creation of the world. And this is the story of the creation of the world, how everything got started as seen through the eyes of an Irishman. Now, before we go into the song, I'd like to teach you the chorus. And I really haven't heard anybody sing here, the audience sing yet, on this festival. And I want to hear you sing this chorus.
Walkie in the parlor, boys, walkie in, I say. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos play. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos ring. And watch my honey's fingers as he picks upon the string.
Try that once.
Walkie in the parlor, boys, walkie in, I say. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos play. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos ring. And watch my honey's fingers as he picks upon the string. Well, first they made the earth, and then they made the sky, and then they made the clouds so white and hung them there to dry. Well, next they made the moon above and made the sun to rise, and then they made the stars so bright from pretty baby's eyes. Walkie in the parlor, boys, walkie in, I say. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos play. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos ring. And watch my honey's fingers as he picks upon the string. Well, next they made the elephant so big and wide and stout. But then he wasn't satisfied until he had a snout. Well, next they made the possum, and then they made the quail. And then they made the little coon with a ring around his tail. Walkie in the parlor, boys, walkie in, I say. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos play. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos ring. And watch my honey's fingers as he picks upon the string. Well, next they made old Adam and laid him on the ground and gave him a dose of laudanum to make him sleep so sound. Well, next they took a piece of rib right out of Adam's side and made him a pretty Irish girl to be his loving bride. Walkie in the parlor, boys, walkie in, I say. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos play. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos ring. And watch my honey's fingers as he picks up on the string. Thank you.
Have I wings to fly?
boat, the two can row, and I will row. My love and I leaned my back against an oak, thinking it was my hand into some rosy bush, thinking it was the sweetest flower that grew. I pricked my finger to the bone and left the sweetest. And love is true, gay as a jewel when first is new, but love grows old and waxes cold and fades away.
Pray tell me, where were you born? At Eve.
Oh, tell me whether you know the bailiff's daughter of Islington. She's dead, sir, long ago. If she be dead, then take my horse, my saddle and my bridle also, for I'll go to some far country where no man shall me know. Oh, stay, oh, stay, thou goodly youth, she standeth by thy side. She is not dead, she is alive, and ready to be.
Wouldn't be a folk festival without Cousin Lem Griffiths. And you know, when I came up here tonight, I was right startled. I had this little teal duck sitting here, so sweet and pretty and pert upon this podium. And I wondered how he got here. Well, I might have known that he came right straight out of the Okefenokee Swamp, Cousin Lem's home place, to be with me. He says, I can take it home with me and keep it forever. Isn't he pretty? Isn't he fine? Well, he's most as handsome as Cousin Lem is, here to tell you a tall tale or two. Cousin Lem Griffiths, from where the Swanee River rises in the Okefenokee.
Miss Thelmer told her lots of truth, but she made one little mistake. She said that was a duck. That is not a duck. That is a drake. Of course, now, well, we know a drake is a duck, but a duck is not a drake. You know, this human brain we have, it's very small and a very queerly logic. It starts working the time you were born and never stops until you stand up in front of an audience to say something. I am from the Okefenokee Swamp, but I can't help that. I was born there in a log cabin I helped my father to build. I guess I'm lucky to be here. My parents almost lost me. The only thing, they just didn't get me in the swamp far enough. It's a grand place to be from. I always believe in telling the truth, even though I have to lie about it. My wife, she's a Christian woman. She won't let me drink. She won't let me curse, and she won't let me drink. It's against her religion for me to curse, and she says if I drink, it makes me see double and feel single. A lot of people that go visit the Okefenokee Swamp, they think they're going to be swallowed by an alligator, caught by a bear, bit by a snake, or sucked to death by the mosquitoes. Of course, we have some of it all there. But them alligators, they don't catch a person often. Just once. Feller asked me, could I tell him a good place to catch a bear? I told him, no, I sure couldn't, because them bear didn't grow handles on them. He wanted me to carry him a bear hunting. I carried him out of bear hunting. We found where a big bear had walked, track away about 7 or 8 inches wide. And I said, now what we have to do, we have to take this bear's track and find out where he went. He looked at them tracks. He says, you take the tracks that go that way and find out where he went, and I'll take the tracks and go this way and find out where he came from. I just noticed there's been a bear walking around my place there recently. I don't know how much the bear weighs, but his track weighs 11 pounds as the sand brushed off. I hunt them bear. I used to did. I don't bear hunt much anymore. With a high-power rifle. Of course, I hunt other things with that high-power rifle. And I was out turkey hunting one day with my high-power rifle and I found 5 turkey gobblers sitting on a limb. I was puzzled for a few seconds just how I managed to kill all 5 of them turkeys at one shot with that rifle. I decided the only way would be to aim at the limb, let the bullet split the limb, and hang the turkeys by the toes. So I did that. I aimed at the limb and fired. Sure enough, the bullet split the limb and hung all 5 of the turkeys by the toes. They were flopping and trying to get loose. I dashed up there and reached down for a stick to kill him with, and in a rush, I picked up a rabbit, throwed him down, and killed 12 quail. After I got my turkeys killed, I started and began tracing the bullet, where he went through bushes and cut off twigs. It wasn't long before I come to where he went through a deer and killed him. I kept tracing. Come where it went through a bear and killed him. By that time, I was getting tired and hungry, but I decided I would make a few more steps to what else the bullet had done. He went through a tree. It was a bee tree. Honey was flowing out on one side of the bullet hole and flapjacks on the other. I stopped there and got dinner, and on my way home, I met up with that same bullet with a drop of sweat on it, hunting another bear. I do have bees, all right. I cross my bees with lightning bugs so they can see how to work at night to make a double crop of honey every year. Now I'm crossing me a carrier pigeon with a woodpecker, so when he gets there with a message, he can knock on the door. I do some hunting right on. I have a terrible good coon dog. He's often 3, 4, 5, and 6 coons up one tree, but I went to him not long ago. He was treed up a large tree, tall tree with long branches on it, and I looked up that tree and it was just full of coons. Just coons, coons, coons. I started top to shooting them out. When I got down to the bottom, my pile of coons was higher than the tree, and the last one I shot had to fall 90 foot straight up to be on top. I tell you all a little bit about the mosquitoes. Of course, we do have a few of them down there. They get so thick around you, you have to sling around them. You can sling around a pine cut and catch a quart of them. After all, though, it's a healthy place to live. We haven't had but 2 deaths in the last 10 years. That was a doctor and an undertaker. They both starved to death. We couldn't afford to be without a graveyard, so we had to kill a man to start a graveyard. I've always been very healthy myself. I went to the doctor one time several years ago, and he gave me so many pills, I still got ball bearing knee joints. Then I got a feeling kind of bad, and I went to see another one. He gave me so much medicine, well, I was sick for 2 months after I got well. I just noticed, seemed like from reading the newspapers, that we're troubled with lots of unemployment. A lot of people unemployed. Well, I've done it, started out a way to employ everybody. Give everybody a job, and everybody will go to work. That's to gather up all the men, put them over on one island. All the women, put them over on another island. Everybody will get busy building boats. Of course, as the people know, we've had a very cold winter. And the people that come to Florida for the winter sure got it. One cold night, I was going to bed, and I was shivering and in a rush. And in the rush, I plugged my electric blanket into the toaster. I like to froze to death that night, jumping out of bed every 3 minutes. Forty years ago, I was down on the beach. Everything was so nice and so lovely and so romantic. Not long ago, I was back down there again. Everything had changed so much. Oh, it's not the same at all. There was no romance, nothing romantic at all. That just goes to show you what 40 years can do to an ocean. I notice now there's a lot of people that pay their children to be good. And just think. I had to live all my life being good for nothing. One of my uncles invited me out on a camping trip with him one time. He told me not to carry anything at all, that he'd carry everything we needed. So he carried 5 quarts of whiskey for snake bite and 2 snakes.